From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. TV buffs, especially fans of the resourceful secret agent Jack Bauer, will immediately recognize that music from the wildly popular Fox TV series 24. One of the show's key features is represented by its title. It's the way it deals with time. Each 24-episode season covers a single 24-hour period of the story, and every 60-minute episode covers a single hour of dramatic action. Even commercial time is accounted for. A digital clock appears before and after the breaks to tell viewers how much time has elapsed in the story while they were being subjected to advertisements. Now, why are we talking about a Kiefer Sutherland TV series on an opera show? Well, there may not be many operas that feature real-time storytelling that's quite as rigorous as that seen on 24, but there is a style of opera that often comes close. It's called Verismo, and its best-known examples are both one-act operas with stories that take place in a single day, Leoncavallo's Pagliacci and Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana. And there's another composer associated with Verismo who's even more famous than those two, Giacomo Puccini. Whether Puccini can truly be described as a Verismo composer depends on who's doing the describing. But many of his operas do share elements and a hard-to-define aesthetic sensibility with the Verismo style, and with TV's 24. One of those operas is Tosca. It not only takes a realistic approach to the passage of dramatic time, but it also shares a plot element with 24, a graphic torture scene. And the particular production of Tosca featured here has an even more real-world time element to cope with. More about that later. On this edition of World of Opera, it's Puccini's Tosca from the Théâtre Antique in Orange, France, a theater that really is as ancient as its name suggests. The stars are tenor Roberto Alagna as Cavaradossi, baritone Falk Struckmann as the villain Scarpia, and soprano Catherine Nagelstadt in the title role.